All right, hello and welcome back to 30-something and Verging. Tonight, we're going to get into something that I think I'm going to start doing the rest of this month and on into maybe June. I may even just keep it going a whole year because every day should be about women. That's what I feel. Right? All right, so tonight I have Ashley, did I say it correctly?
Yeah, Ashley.
Lopez here. She is the creator of Amazingly Created out here in Houston, Texas, and she is doing some good work with creating vegan foods and different things like that. And I'm pointing at it because I'm like, I don't want to get it mixed up between vegetarian and vegan.
Vegan, and my journey is to be alkaline. Now it's out in the universe, so I really gotta listen to it.
Yep, like you put it out there, you spoken it, yeah. So you really gotta do it. All right, y'all, so please give Ashley a big round of applause and welcome her to 30-something and Verging. She is now officially a Verger. So tonight we're going to be talking about her actual business. What I want to do starting these coming up Wednesdays is have winning woman Wednesday, and what that'll entail is like just looking at a woman. She could be this particular series that I'm doing starting off. I want it to be about the girl boss, the woman that has decided, hey, I'm gonna step out on faith, I'm gonna start my business, I'm gonna do exactly what it is I want to do. I met Ashley, was it last Saturday? It was a Sunday. I met her.
No, it was Saturday. Sunday was Easter. Sorry.
Yeah, Sunday was Easter. Okay. I met Ashley last Saturday. So let me tell y'all how God works. For the last past 2 weeks, I've been seeing so many people talk about CMOS. And I was like, what does CMOS do? And I am trying to like lose weight. I said I was going to take this particular time that since we were quarantined in the house to do different stuff to help elevate me all the way. Since I pushed out and started my business, I was like, you might as well go ahead and lose some of this weight you done packed on. So when I was looking at the CMOS, it was telling me about like all these different things that it can do. It helps with anemia, diabetes, like just so many different things. And you can make a mask out of it and put it on your face. You can put it on your hair.
Yay.
Right? So I was...
It has 92 of 102 minerals, but I say like it probably has like 92 of like a million uses for it.
Oh, wow. It's like, see? So what I had decided to do was I was like, well, I'm gonna try to do vegetarian. And I have a good buddy, one of my best guy friends at work named Christopher Pinto. Shout out Pinto, who is also a vegetarian. So we were talking about going vegan. And he was like, well, that's why I went vegan, to do X, Y, and Z. But vegetarianism had helped him keep everything under control. So I was like, well, I come from the deep south, the country, Mississippi, and we likes the barbecue and do all of this stuff. And I was like, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to go home to my mom's house. They already pick on me and say, you eat like a white girl, Keela.
Because I don't know how my Easter.
Well, we have to talk about this as soon as I finish. But at any rate, what I did was I saw one of my former coworkers. She was like, I got mine. And she had a picture of this jar of CMOS. And I was like, where'd she get that from out here? You know, because I'm like, I really don't go nowhere out here. But I was just like, where did she get that from? Like, I want some. So I got on her post. She posted it on Facebook. And I said, where did you get this from? Tashika, and she put under her under the message, she put Ashley's actual Instagram page, and she was like, Akilah, she got more, go ahead and call her. And I was like, you know what, I'm gonna call her. So I wind up not call her, she said contact her. So I text her on Instagram, I DM'd her on Instagram, and she was so sweet, y'all. She was going back and forth with me. I was asking her, honey, I'm a negotiator and I gotta investigate. And I was asking her 50 million questions. No, but so how does this taste, and how would this work with this, and why would you do this one? Because she has the plain,
yeah, the original. Then I do a mango one, which I usually say it's like really good for beginners. I actually did it because my brother was like, I don't know about this. I have three brothers, but they're like giants. They're like six something. And then he's like, I don't know about this. I'm like, okay, I'll make you a mango one. Like, it's not going to be bad. And then I have a burdock one, which has like more amazing benefits. And then like a mango burdock mix. Most of this is like as requested. Mm-hmm. So there may be more in the future. There's those are the four I have right
now. Those are the four she has right now. So I jumped on the sea moss train. We met at Sam's Club and we talked, and when we were talking, she just was telling me her story, and I was like listening, and I was so enthralled by her story because it was so similar to mine. She set up her Instagram page, so I was looking at her Instagram page, and again, now remember, I'm trying to go vegetarian. I'm like, well, I'm gonna do it once a day, and I see on her page that she has something called Meatless Mondays, and she was showing where she drinks the sea moss with water and different stuff.
Hashtag on Mondays you fast.
So it's nothing at all.
Yeah, that's just me though. Everyone's journey is different, and I like the thing I like. The thing that I like about me posting on Instagram, it's more so keeping myself accountable, and I think we talked about that. Mm-hmm. It's like me putting this my energy, what I want flowing in my life, into the universe. So I started posting just different things that I'm eating. On Mondays we fast. It's just like, because no one really follows me every day. Like, God is there, right? The universe is watching, but like, no one is like, Ashley, I saw you eat that cheeseburger. Like, I could eat it and nobody will know, but it's more so just keeping myself accountable. And so on every Monday, I'm like, on Mondays we fast. I usually post like something that I'm drinking that day. I try to change it up because I mean, we all like variety. Even if you love meat, or, you know, you're a raw vegan eater, whatever it is, like, we all just love variety. So I like drinking different things, and that's why I post on there.
So when you say we, before I get back to, like, exactly, like, how we got here, when you say we, is it you and your family, or is it just you and a specific group of people?
So, funny story. I say we just because of work. I work in mortgages, mm-hmm. and it's always, like, I want to include you. We are a family. We're doing this.
Okay.
There's no they. Who are the they? It's like, no, like, we the company. Like, we just people out in the universe. Like, we're all, you know, God's children and whatever it may be. So that's why I say I speak like that.
Okay, cool. But the long story short, we eventually just talked, shared stories back and forth. And I, you know, like exactly how her journey was of her holding herself accountable with her Instagram page that I've told y'all previously before on here. That's the exact reason why I created the commercial for my birthday. I created that commercial to hold myself accountable because I had got into this little slump because I had hurt my back and was like so pissed off about that because I was like, this makes me feel like an old lady because now I done failed and hurt my back and X, Y, and Z is going on. And we just shared our story. And then as she was talking, she was like, yeah, my little daughter, she created my logo and I'm just pushing. I'm going to do this. You know, I'm holding myself accountable. I was like, well, what about being on my podcast? And she was totally hyped about it. Got me even more excited about it.
I'm so happy and grateful to be here. Honestly, like, I don't know how many times I've told you thank you.
Thank you.
This is amazing. You know, like, you know, we're building each other up. We're mm-hmm. all a community regardless. Like,
yeah.
Of what's going on, and we are just here to learn. So I am so happy. Thank you for inviting me.
No problem. Thank you so much for taking the, because again, we're complete strangers. We met because I wanted something she had. I wanted some of her product, and I was like, and today she brought me dinner from a vegan Mexican restaurant, and I'm gonna show y'all that at the end.
Yeah, from Vigo's. They're in like West Houston. So it's amazing. Really good. Different vegan places that I've tried recently. So I actually just, I started my vegan journey again this year. I was vegan like 10 years ago. Life was different. There wasn't like as much vegan variety, especially out here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So January I made like a pledge to myself, like, okay, I am tired of being in this mental state that I am. Something has to change. And I know we are what we eat. Like, I know a lot of our food has chemicals in it,
mm-hmm.
and those chemicals are altering us and mm-hmm. like just going on and on and on, right? So I'm like, all right, what am I going to do different? What can I do? So I was like, all right, January 2nd, I'm going to start vegetarian. I couldn't do it January 1st because my mom made tamales. She would be very mad if I didn't eat her tamales that she made me. But I was like, all right, January 2nd, no meat. So it was vegetarian January. I was like, okay, you know, I didn't like backslide. I didn't do anything crazy. So let me up my challenge. So I was like, February, I'm going to be vegan. And then I think I won it. Like, they were advertising those tiny tacos from Jack in a Box.
So, I had some of those, the loaded ones.
Yeah, I had those too. So one day I was like, even though I was vegan and I was like, you know, vegetarian was easy, I was like, you know what, I'm going to eat some tiny tacos. And I went and had them and I enjoyed it. I didn't make myself feel bad about it. Like, I'm a strong believer, like, do not eat your guilt. Like, enjoy your food. Like, food is, like, delicious. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what it is, you can eat, like, baby back ribs. They're delicious, okay?
Yeah.
So
especially my mama's.
Feed my tiny tacos, and I was like, you know what? This is good. Thank you for letting me have it, but I don't want to do this again. So after that, I was like, okay, so let me go more towards my alkaline journey. So at home, I cook alkaline, and I post that on my Instagram. And then if I'm out and about, I eat vegan. It's no big deal to me. And I try different vegan places, different, you know, support small. Mm-hmm. I'm all about it and just trying to see the culture of Houston. I love Houston. I was born here. I have Texas tattooed on my arm. So, like, I can't see myself here forever, but Houston is always home.
Okay. So I want you to tell us about this alkaline journey. And first off, I want to, before I get her to start speaking about, like, what is alkaline? How does she cook alkaline? How does that look? I want to say, like, what I want us to get from tonight's podcast, and it's not just about women. I said at the beginning, like, oh, you know, every day should be about women. It should be about all of us, and I want it to be inclusive. But I do want to spotlight women. I want to spotlight us because I just feel that in society we are, like, so left behind, especially minority women. Yeah. We're left behind with thought less of, and it's like this doggy dog world. Even if you do get into a position where you could possibly move up, and there may be other women of color there that they just want to move up their friends and their cliques. They don't want to move you up even if you're talented or whatever. And I just want us to be able to shout out each other and lift each other up and shine a light on each other. Again, I think that she's great. When we first met, we talked and I said, hey, I'm trying to go vegetarian, vegan, / pescatarian, / I still want to eat all the food I want to eat, but I want to understand how to do it. I would love to go grocery shopping with you after all this is over. And I told her that at the beginning. So like, whatever you're doing out there, please get from this that we need to lift each other up in whatever time this is. I know they're like, oh, y'all need to be quarantined, y'all need to do X, Y, and Z. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna make sure she feels comfortable. I'm gonna separate our seats a little bit because the seats are normally together. I'm gonna separate them a little bit, whatever, just so we could all be comfortable. But we're still handling business, and we're still, like, out here pushing our businesses and trying to inspire people. So now, can you explain to us exactly what it means to be completely alkaline? And I remember you talking about Dr. Sabi to me.
Yes.
Dr. Sabi.
Yes. So it all started long ago. So I have a 2-year-old daughter, and when I was pregnant with her, I didn't know what I was having. I wanted to keep it a surprise. But anyways, so me and her dad decided that we're going to keep her, you know, vaccine-free. I know there's, like, lots of controversy about that.
Don't come at her for that either. That's her preference.
This is my journey, right? So vaccine-free. And then I know with that, I'm like, well, if we're giving her food with, like, meats and things like that, those are – cows get vaccine, right? So let me eliminate that. And she's been vegan since her birth, basically. And I had to go back to work. I work in mortgages, so it's very time-consuming. And I wasn't always able to pump enough for her, you know, a growing baby. I couldn't step away sometimes. So I was like, what can I do? I don't want to give her formula because formula is loaded with chemicals. Like, what am I going to do? I, you know, stayed up because I got to breastfeed every few hours. Mm-hmm. And staying up looking on Instagram, looking online, natural. I'm like, natural formula, and everything's like goat milk or this or that. I'm like, no, it's all loaded with stuff. So I find Dr. Sabi's infant formula, and I'm like, this looks very doable. Like, I can do this. Nothing on here sounds crazy. Like, I can pronounce every single thing that's on here. I know, like, the only weird one was sea moss. I'm like, what is this? So I, like, go and research sea moss. It's like 92 of 102 minerals and that your body needs. And then it's like, you know, like, you'll just open, like, the world, like, the floodgates of information. Mm-hmm. So I gave her that. She loved it. I can probably still make it to this day, and she'll drink it because it's just, like, sweet milk. Okay. And now she's 2.5, and like I said, this year I made a commitment to myself. I'm like, I have to do better for me. Like, mental health is, like, my number one priority. I told my daughters, like, I have to take care of me so that I can take care of you guys, mm-hmm. right? And just researching Dr. Sebi. I was going back and forth on it last summer. That's when I purchased my domain name. I opened the Instagram account for this. I posted a few things here and there. I kept paying for my domain name, although I was doing nothing. And then along the way, I have sliding doors, kind of like that, and I believe there's power in writing. So,
yes, that's what you say to the writer. Yes, there is
power in writing. So, you know, the little dry erase markers. I would just plan. I can show you pictures. Like, I'm just writing down my thoughts. Like, kind of like what's that one movie? I can't remember right now. But he was like writing on the window, and all these things were happening. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that like amazing, but. Writing everything, I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. These are my goals. This is my business that I want to build. Going back to my vision board that I made a few years ago. And then December happened. I was really, like, in a slump. And I was like, all right, I got to change. So let's look more into Dr. Sebi. He has a recommended food list. So on that food list, it's mainly things that were never, like, altered. It's, like, non-hybrid foods. So these things, regardless of people like interrupting or not, like these types of things are going to grow. Burro bananas are going to grow without us. You know, the regular bananas we see in the grocery store, they will not grow. Like, they can be wiped out at any moment. Apples, certain kind of oranges, like there's a whole food list, like what grains, what spices. And I was like, okay, if I do this and I'm seeing all these people and I'm starting to follow these people on Instagram, and I'm eliminating other things that just don't align with what I'm doing. And there's nothing against, like, unfollowing people. Like, maybe you can mute them, you know, if you don't feel comfortable. But if it's not aligning with your vision, then
facts,
why are you going to be constantly just, like, looking at things like that? So I'm slowly, like, eliminating things and adding more alkaline people and more vegan people. And I follow, like, I don't know how many hashtags I follow, like, and it's just, it's honestly been making me feel better. Between that and therapy, and there's nothing wrong with therapy, please. Like, I remember I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I want to do therapy. And she's like, why? What's wrong with you? And I was like, nothing. Like, what? Like, I feel like I need it. And she's like, did I do something wrong? I'm like, no, Mom. Like, I just, you know, I want it. Like, I want to be a better person. I want to be the best me I can be. Yeah. And I feel like that's another way I can get there. Just eating better, going to therapy.
Now we're going.
And we're back from break. Thank you for taking a second and listening to us talk about our favorite sponsor, Anchor. And now Ashley's going to give us a little bit more information. We stopped talking for a quick second, and she's going to step back into it, telling us about, like, what alkaline looks like. She was describing the foods on Dr. Sebi's list.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So it's a whole list. You can Google it, like Dr. Sebi food list. I don't follow that to a T, but for the most part, especially if I'm cooking at home, I do follow it. I think we talked about this when we met. I have to go to like 3 or 4 different grocery stores just to make sure I get everything I need, because like certain things you find in the Asian markets. I was born and raised in Houston, so H-E-B is like, you know, H-E-B is bae.
Everybody loves H-E-B.
H-E-B, yeah, even out of towners, they're like, whoa. I lived in Detroit for a while, and there's no comparison to H-E-B. I don't know how good I had it until I lived
Detroit.
Till you left? Okay. Yeah, and then I love Aldi.
Yes.
Aldi, because Aldi. Everything's organic there, or like they have like this mission to like have no GMOs. And it's pretty affordable stuff. Honestly, like it's not anything in there will break the bank. I think like you can do some good grocery shopping on a very tight budget and still like be good. That's another thing that everyone's like, vegan is so expensive. Like, how do you do it? I'm like, honestly, if you really think about it, how much do you pay for a pound of chicken? Just, you don't have to say it out loud.
But $7.97?
You know how much I pay for a pound of mushrooms? It's not, like, I could probably get a few pounds of mushrooms for that.
Yeah, for, like, $7.97.
Or even just, like, vegetables. You know, like, if you think about it like that, it's not that expensive.
So, with you doing alkaline and you're choosing the vegetables and different things, do you utilize, so like for instance, the only reason I'm thinking about this is because I have mushrooms in my refrigerator where I just made this I make like a, when I did meat this Monday, so on Monday I had the spinach wrap and I had this fake steak strips.
Okay.
And I put mushrooms in it, avocados, arugula, and a little mild sauce. Okay. But the mushrooms were mushrooms, frozen mushrooms. Okay. Would you eat those or do you only do fresh?
I don't, like, me personally, I don't think I've tried frozen mushrooms recently. I've tried them in the past. I just cook with fresh. If I have to go frozen, I don't mind.
Okay.
It's just, I know that if I buy fresh, I'm keeping myself accountable to actually cooking it and not saying, you know, I'm going to go out to eat today. Like, it'll be fine. And then, like, I see everything. I'm spending money just to throw it away. Like, it's pointless to me. But I know, like, sometimes I just love munching on frozen mangoes. So I'll buy some frozen mangoes and just munch on them. That's not what I put in my product. And definitely anything I use, like, I try to use fresh as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Just going back to, like, whatever I'm putting into it, I'm giving you guys, and I want to make sure that whatever I'm putting out into the universe is, like, the best that it can be. Like, I want to just make sure that, I think one of your friends on the earlier podcast was saying, like, she doesn't want to sell and make money. Like, she wants mm-hmm. to sell and, like, have Forever clients. And, like, Forever clients are family. Like,
look,
like, my product couldn't have been that bad because, you know, you
yeah, I immediately got somebody to tell me. And shout out to CB Sold It. Charity Bennett, she's the realtor that she's actually speaking about right now on the podcast. Y'all see, she actually went, she listened to, like, I think 4 podcasts prior to coming over here. I didn't, and I'm so grateful that she did that. So that's really awesome. So I asked that question because I'm really trying to understand, like, how to do it, because starting on Sunday I want to try to give myself some type of challenge. So I was looking at Maya did, like, a 7-day vegan or juice diet. Mm-hmm. And she had all these different type of fruits on there. And I love fruits. But I'm trying. I want to try it. And I want to see how to do it. Because Monday, when I did Meatless Monday, in the morning, I had to, like, remind myself. Because normally I have an egg, a piece of bacon, and maybe a turkey sausage or something, and some avocado.
To cut you off, you heard my phone go off not too long ago, right? Like, it was just like...
Mm-hmm.
So every 2 hours, like, I have a reminder to drink your water. Because on Mondays, I don't take it off, but on Mondays, uh-huh. I forget. Like, especially when I started, I would, like, I'm just going to go eat lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, that alarm will go off, and I'm like, but go ahead.
Okay. So you drink the water. So that, but I normally do that. I really, really love, like, egg and avocado. For some reason, I tried it. Somebody had told me to try, like, an egg and avocado sandwich, and it's heaven. So I eat it a lot. But I tried to back away from the bread, so I haven't bought any bread.
Okay.
Baby steps. And I was trying to decide, like, which thing I was going to do. And then on Monday, when I did Meatless Monday, it was okay. Like, I was like, okay, I'm going to make this drink. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I did not die. I didn't want a piece. And I was like, oh, I can't wait. And I recorded bits and pieces of it. I'm actually going to put a little bit of it on the YouTube channel, so y'all can see, like, what I made. And I was like, I'm gonna make this or whatever. I am like you. I really want to do a lot of this stuff so I can show people that it can actually happen. And especially, like, people from, like, small towns, especially, like, young girls and little boys,
minorities
that are, like, we can actually grow and be prosperous, right? In our communities, outside of our communities, we can bring things back in, but we have to start first. And we have to align with it. She and I were talking recently, just a little while ago, and we were just discussing, like, thinking about happiness. And we both talked about, like, how in December we were unhappy and told ourselves, like, we had to get happy. So, like, how is a lot of people talk about, like, vibrations and, like, thinking about, like, getting to this next level. And my dad for so long has been saying to me certain things about me getting to do something. And he's like, greatness is in you, Akilah. I see it. You just have to get to it. And when I did this podcast and I published that book, he was like, now this is what I saw. I was like, yeah, that's what he kept saying. And it's like, so many people, like, I had a guy, like, last year, year before last, like, tell me, like, different things, like, you can have anybody you want, and da da da. And I'm just like, everybody else sees, like, so much in you, and you're such the critic on your own self. Right. Like, you're so down on your own self about different things that you knock yourself out of place.
Definitely.
Like, you keep, like, we were both talking, saying, like, we were unhappy. And I told you, I was like, it's the circumstances, it's everything else. And it was like, no, the guy was like, no, it's not the circumstance. Fool is you.
Yeah.
It's you.
Though, if you think of, like, the common denominator and everything, you know, like, what's going wrong in your life, like, how's everything going wrong in my life, right? It can't be that. Yeah. Or even if it is that, like, start focusing on the good stuff. Like, yeah. What is going right in my life?
Yes.
Like, I was talking about therapy earlier and, you know, just choosing the happier thoughts. It's easy. Believe me, it's easy to, like, stay in that negative, to stay in that little bubble. Like, no, I just want to be here by myself. And I don't want nobody to know I'm unhappy. And nobody's checking on me. And they immediately don't care. But at the same time, like, that's a heavy, like, it literally is heavy. Like, you don't know how heavy it is until you start, like, living in the higher vibration or living in the light or thinking of God. Whatever it may be that you're living in that happier moment, it is literally light. It's so much happier to be in that space. And since making that conscious decision of, like, going to therapy, eating better, like, doing all this other stuff, like, I do feel happier. And believe me, there are plenty of things going wrong in my life. Like, coronavirus in general.
Coronavirus!
But, like, I keep saying, like, I kind of feel like I'm in, like, a zombie apocalypse movie. And I'm that one character in the movie that doesn't realize, like, the zombie just walked by her. Like, was about to eat her. Because I'm so focused on so many good things. My business. Mm-hmm. Me eating well. Like, the fact that I actually, I know it's not huge, but I have 153 followers on my business Instagram page. Okay. And it's not like I'm out there, like, promoting it. I'm just, like, using a ton of hashtags. But still, like, people are actually, everything I'm putting on that page is, like, me who I organically want to be. And there's other people like that out there in the world.
Yes.
And they're finding me. We're finding each other. And it's just, like, great. And even this, like, somebody invited me to their podcast. Like,
yeah.
Be so happy for all the good things, because there's so many better good things in your life, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Like, I always used to say, like, I don't do drama. And I've been that way since I was a kid, just because there was so much drama surrounding so many different things that were happening outside of my life, but it could be on my street where I lived at, it could be at school or whatever. I was just like, I can't deal in drama. Like, I ain't got no time for it. Because I just, when we moved to Mississippi, it was my mom's hometown. I was born in Chicago. Okay. And we had just moved to Atlanta, and things had transpired, and we needed to get to someplace that she felt was feasible for us. And going home for her was a great thing. For me, I had already hated going to Mississippi in the summertime. So I was like, you're going to take me to Mississippi to do what? Yeah. And as a kid, I had to quickly learn how to adapt and adjust to different things, because my mom changed, because she had to now adapt to not having the things that she wanted to have, her life looking a little bit different and doing different things. I had to quickly learn how to adapt to that. That's why I started writing. That's why I am a published author now, because I started, like, writing because of that. And then I was always like, my mom was like a go-getter. She would, whatever it was, whatever she needed to do, whatever, she would tell you quickly. I beg, borrow, and steal for my kids. That was her motto. And what she was saying by that was, no matter what, she was going to make sure we had what we needed. We didn't always get what we wanted, but she made sure we had what we needed.
Right.
And that was something that pushed me. And I feel like that's what it is when you vibrate higher, especially when you become an adult, because you begin to realize, like, this is what I need. I'm craving this particular thing. Like, I am right now craving, like, this distance from drama. And, like, I'm craving to be pushed out into doing things that I want to do for myself.
Gave you coronavirus.
Like, that's what I said. Like, it did that.
You gotta build up. You got nothing but time right now.
Nothing. When I say nothing but time, and that's all, like, me and my production manager are talking about, I was like, I have nothing but time. Let me create some content. It had got a little tricky when we started back to school, because I try to, like, be on there all the time for my kids. So I was, at first, they would wake up. At 8 o'clock at night and decide they want to do their work. And then be like, oh, well, Miss Miles, I missed your office hours today. That's not my fault that you didn't come to office hours, but I wasn't going to leave them hanging, because at 11:59, I need my work. Right. So, like, having to do that, but now we got to hold on it, and I'm just, like, pushing for it. That's why we're going to do Women Winning Woman Wednesdays now, and we're going to do that every Wednesday where we spotlight somebody and all of that. And now I want to get back to Ashley's amazingly created products. Today she brought, and I don't know if I think I said it at the beginning, but your daughter created your logo.
Yes, she did my logo. She's 12 years old. She's super. I wish I like had a fraction of her talent. She's a graphic designer. She's an artist. Like, she can visualize and just draw. Like, I can probably draw something like as to my best of my ability. Like, I'm not an artist by any. Like, I'm better than stick people, but like. So I challenged her. I think we touched on it a tiny bit.
Yeah.
When she turns 13, like, she can get on my credit cards as an authorized user. That way she can start building credit.
Mm-hmm.
She can have access to a debit card. But I'm like, hey, if you want a debit card, like, I'm not going to be the one always giving you money. Like, you got to create more money. So she actually is in the works of launching her business. And she's doing a lip gloss business. Actually, while at school, she was selling, like, chips and candy to her friends. And mm-hmm. I remember, like, someday she'd come home with, like, $20. I'm like, your friends got money like that?
Facts, they do.
I mean, middle school, I didn't know. Like, at very different times. In my middle school was not like that. Not that I knew of, at least.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so she created the logo. I gave her so many edits. I'm like, no, fix this. No, fix that. And she was super patient. I did end up paying her. So I'm like, hey, I actually paid you for your work. It gives her a sense of accomplishment, especially as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Especially mm-hmm. a minority. She's not only half Hispanic because of me, but she's half Black because of her dad. And I just want to make sure that she knows that no matter what, like, mm-hmm. she's amazing. Like, not because she's a woman, not because she's a minority. Like,
you just can, period.
Yeah, you were, like, awesome little kid. Like, you're my firstborn. You're always going to be, like, my first love no matter what. Like, I did not know love until, like, mm-hmm. I saw her chunky little face. And I'm like, all right, like, I know everybody thinks their kids are beautiful. I didn't necessarily think that when I saw her, but I'm like, I love you, little kid. But she's so beautiful.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I remember meeting her. That's the baby that came to the front seat, right?
Yeah.
On the truck. Yeah, she is a gorgeous little girl with all the little bushy, curly hair.
Yeah, she has a hard time with the hair. Like, she loves it. She doesn't want to straighten it, although she would probably love to have straight hair. But she's like, no, I know this is my hair. I'm like, you'd be proud of your hair, okay?
Yeah.
I wish my hair would curl like that. It won't.
So thinking about, like, I want to tie something quickly into what she just said. Probably about 2 months ago, I did a live on Facebook, and I started talking just about different things that I felt people need to know. And one of those things was talking about credit. One thing that I like, that I think that is really powerful, that she said, is that she made her child an authorized user on her credit card
when
she turned 13.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do, right?
Yep.
And it's helping her to build credit. I know a couple of people who, I know it's not, sometimes it's not a possibility for everybody, because sometimes parents have credit that they have to, they miss something might happen where they have to,
but
something
also,
happens.
We don't know this.
They don't educate us on it. That's what I told them in the pod, on the live, like, they don't provide this knowledge to us. And we have to, unfortunately, we got to find it on our own most of the time. But now that we're saying it, like, if you are out there and you have a kid that is about to be 13 or 14 and you have decent credit where you're paying your bill consistently, add that baby on as an authorized user and let that baby build up the credit, build up their credit. Don't put them on your telephone bill.
Or cable bill, and not tell them until they try to get their first apartment. And then they find out they have collections.
Like, shade, but no shade. She's like, I love you, Mom. Like, yeah, I'm trying to get a card, but you already got a Capital One card. No, I don't.
I don't have a Capital One card. Comcast. I'm like, I've never, not me. Comcast and AT&T. What's the address?
Well, I happily thought when I finally got old enough, my mom wouldn't let me get a job until I turned 18. And our second semester, the spring semester of 12th grade year, I could get a job because I only had 4 classes. I didn't have to take the whole day. So I was like, Mama, let me put the phone bill in my name. That's going to be the bill I pay, because I wanted to be, like, helpful or whatever. And it was my first bill, and I was so excited. And I was like, my name. And I think it's still, sometimes it shows up as an error, because I think it's I changed it to her name. But it was in my name for so long, and I was just so excited that my name was that I had a bill and my name was, you know, I felt like an adult. It wasn't nothing.
So I opened up her savings account when she was like 5, mm-hmm. right? And she was just so excited to get something in the mail that had her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a lot of money, because I think with the credit union, you can open it up with $5. So mm-hmm. I was like, cool, here's $5, right?
Okay.
And the fact that she gets a mail. She was getting something in the mail every month, and then she'd see her interest increase, which isn't a lot at all.
It but, sucks.
But she was so proud of that. So, I mean, it's those little moments, and, you know, we want to do different for our kids. And mm-hmm. I'm sure you even feel the same way about, like, your kids that like, yeah, yeah. you teach. We want better, and even in my regular day job, like, it's, I love what I do so much, mortgages, but for me, it's more about education. Like, I sit down with my clients, and I always say, like, if I can explain mortgages in Spanish, I can explain mortgages to anybody and break it down and make it simple. And it's just about education. Like, all right, you can't do this right now, but if we work on XYZ, having a plan, mm-hmm. this is what we can do in the future. And that's all it's about.
So I have a question. Outside of your job, can you use that particular talent in order to do like a financial literacy class? Or does it all have to be with your work?
To, but if I use my work name, I would need to get it authorized with them.
But so I'm saying, like, totally outside of your job, without your work name, just yeah. Astley. Would I did say your name right? Okay, I'm like, to make sure I said it right. With Astley, I apologize, y'all. Yeah.
It's a different name.
Going crazy.
We won't get into that. but
we are gonna get into it once I was so excited that I knew what you did with the with that thing.
Yeah.
But would you like do a day where you just taught people like the literacy that they needed to know about credit, specific things when they want to go get a mortgage or different things like that?
I do some more with mortgages. In regards to like credit in general, I am definitely not an expert. I look at. Okay. I wouldn't even be able to tell you how many credit reports I look at a day. So, like, you start catching patterns, right?
Uh-huh.
So you start noticing different things. But, yeah, I would love to. Main thing is, like, don't pay anything past 30 days. If you pay 2 weeks late, no big deal, 3 weeks late. But anything past 30 days, that's, like, a permanent record. I always explain it to my clients like a report card.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's showing the creditors, like, you're not good at turning in your homework, so then why am I going to let you at the end of the semester not take your exam, you know, also known as lend you some money, because every month you're not turning in your homework, so if you're not turning in this $50 bill for this credit card, why am I going to lend you $100,000 or $200,000 for a house? You're not showing credit worthiness.
Mm.
It's a bet. That only counts for 30 days or more. 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. 90 days is like, that's a no-go. Like, you're not good at that at all. Something's up. I'm not going to lend you any money.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I would love to. Even, you know, if it's not with me, because I know they're the bigger lenders, you need, like, a certain credit score. But that doesn't mean that you cannot buy a house. There's lenders out there that go with lower credit scores. There are lenders out there that do down payment assistance. There's so many different opportunities out there. We just have to research it. We have to do some legwork. Going back to, like, how we started. Like, I know I was up many
nights. I'm
going to
step off and grab some of this, y'all.
I was up many nights, like, doing research. And I felt like I needed to be fully prepared and have, mm-hmm. like, this. I needed to have, like, all my ducks in a row before I launched anything. And mm-hmm. it's like, you know what? I'm going to do it in baby steps. If I do one thing, two things, then that's what I'm going to do. So that's the CMOS gel. It's an amazing thing. Like, I promise you, like, I would take it, and I think it was, last summer I went to D.C. for a few weeks, and I didn't take any with me, and I noticed, like, my skin rashes started coming back, and I'm like, CMOS is the truth. Like, that's the only thing. Like, that's the only thing that I've changed.
This is elderberry syrup.
Yeah, I made that syrup myself.
What is elderberry good for?
So, it's an immunity booster. I give my baby elderberry gummies every day. So I was like, instead of buying gummies, let me figure out how to make the gummies. So I'm working on that. I'm going to work on it this weekend.
I take an elderberry gummy every day.
You like it?
I got it from GNC.
My daughter thinks it's candy, so it works out. And then that's a face mask. Yeah, so it's similar to Lush's like ocean salt face mask because it's very salty and very invigorating. I want you to actually try. You can have that face mask.
Okay, I'll try it. Because talk about it.
Because I want you to try it on your hand, and you're gonna see like
try it right now.
Yeah, try it. Try it on your hand. Just put a little bit on there.
And you said what's in it?
So it has avocado.
Ooh.
It has vodka. It has.
Did you say vodka?
Yeah, vodka.
Okay.
So avocado, vodka, lime juice, grapefruit juice. The grapefruits are actually from my aunt and uncle's backyard, so homegrown, Texas grown. What else did I put in there? And obviously sea salt. I put coarse and fine. So leave it on there for a little bit. And then I left it on my face for like 5-10 minutes because I have really sensitive skin. But my grandma did it. She left it on for like 20 minutes. She was fine. Mm-hmm. And then in a little bit, I want you to wash it off. And you're going to feel like how smooth your skin feels.
Okay. So yeah, I'm going to see if I can see
it. It's very salty.
Yeah, it's got a lot of salt in it. But it doesn't feel bad. And it actually smells really good.
Yeah, I'm thinking about maybe adding some essential oil because, like, I know some people may not like the vodka smell. I don't know.
I must be a drunk.
and this is your lotion, right?
Yes, that's a shea butter-based lotion. It's whipped, It's whipped body butter, so it goes on so smoothly. Like, I get really bad dry skin in the wintertime, so I only need to put that on, like, at night before bed. Mm-hmm. And then I don't need to put lotion on the next morning. I'm a very low maintenance kind of girl, so if I can do something once, get up and go, like,
yeah. Okay, so you said I'm gonna leave this on
my head, y'all, to get ready to stop so y'all can see it.
All right, how much is the 8-ounce jar of elderberry syrup?
That one is $10.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, you all. So the elderberry 8-ounce, if you're out here in Houston, because like most of my listeners are in Houston and Mississippi, and she does ship. So if you're in Mississippi, my hometown, y'all, please support my friend here. She is a female entrepreneur, business owner. We all need to support each other. And when I tell y'all that, I'm gonna show y'all in a second the drink that I make with the sea moss, and it is actually really good. Sea moss doesn't have like a taste.
It doesn't. I can't take it straight out the jar. I know a lot of my clients do, and I see a lot of people online do. I can't do it personally. I have this weird texture thing. I can't even eat oatmeal, to be honest.
Mm.
So me and texture, but I put it in my smoothies. I put it in my food. Like if I'm sauteing some veggies, I'll just throw it in there.
Okay.
You don't taste it. It adapts to any taste. Mm-hmm. We talked about the face mask. Oh, that's the other thing. It has sea moss in it.
This has sea moss in it?
Yes, it okay. does. So you can make just a plain face mask, like straight out the jar, leave it on. A hair mask. I would suggest probably mixing it with aloe vera and flaxseed.
Mm-hmm.
And then just leave it in your hair. Let it sit like a deep conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
And then wash it out like normal. Like you'll start seeing some major differences. And it's just all around good. Like, when you think about reading labels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is literally just a seaweed from the ocean that, like, fish mm-hmm. eat, right? And mm-hmm. fish are still alive. They don't need, like, steak and stuff like that, right? Yeah. Like, they're surviving.
Oh, a steak would be good.
I love steak. I did not go vegan because, like, the animals. I went vegan, like, for mental health. And
mm-hmm.
So, like, I can honestly say, like, I love me a nice, you know, ribeye. But when you think about, like, just what you're putting in your body,
yes.
even some of these other things that, like, a lot of celebrities promote, like, when you start really reading the ingredients, like, what are you really putting in your body? Like,
mm-hmm.
you gotta take care of yourself, like, you know, it's your temple, it's, like, you gotta care for you, and just really
water, keep... drink water.
That's, like, actually my daughter's homework reminder. Oh. I have reminders for everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have a reminder, like, in the morning, like, drink your water, I have to do annual training, so I have, like, training Sundays, like,
mm-hmm.
Without my phone, I don't know how I'd make
it. Well, in Mississippi, their power is out. Shout out to everybody in Mississippi and Monroe, Louisiana. We're praying for you. Yes. Sorry that you all are going through the things that y'all are going through in the Delta area of Mississippi. There was a tornado about 3 or 4 days ago, and some people are still without lights right now.
Wow.
Yeah,
what's
so.
What's up with all these random tornadoes? There was, like, one in Tennessee and then in Arkansas.
So it was all in that area. So that's where my mom stays at, like, all right there in that area.
But I thought the one in Arkansas was, like, a few weeks ago.
It probably was. It was right before that.
Okay.
And then the one in Tennessee, it moved down. So, like, was like come so like for Arkansas it's like coming over
okay.
for Memphis, Tennessee it's like coming down
gotcha.
So that's how it was with them, and it wasn't from what I was told, it wasn't actually in Mississippi, like in Jonestown, the part where I'm from. Like, I had some people tell me that it was really just a wind, and it wasn't an actual tornado. Gotcha. The wind was just so high, and it, like, took trees out the ground, knocked poles down. It was ridiculous. But the town came together. They helped each other. They, like, cut the things down. Yeah, this is amazing. Like, that's why I love small towns, because we will come together. We'll fight for each other. We'll ride for each other. We'll support each other as best as we can. And they came together. They, like, cut down trees. So shout out to all the gentlemen that were helping cut down trees, moving things. There was a young lady that told people they can come. Her lights came back on, but another part of town, the lights didn't come back on. She was like, I got a plug on my front porch. You can come plug your stuff up and charge it here. I have cameras around my house, so if anybody takes something, we'll see. If I'm here, knock on the door, I give you a hot meal. I was like, come on now, Jonestown. Yeah, like, sure. Yeah, so it was really, really nice. So we have this little segment on 30-something and virgin. I haven't done it in a while, and I want to bring it back since I have a sassy female in the house.
Yes, I'm still listening. So I'm in the first episode, first few episodes, so I didn't get to hear a little bit about that.
Okay. So sass talk is where we just say something. It could be something slick, or it could just be something like a message that you want to get off when you say it snazzy. Like, listen here, virgins, this is what we need you to do. So I want to ask, like, what is something that you want to leave them with? Something, some lasting piece of knowledge that you want to leave the viewers with?
Okay, so I have a friend that's very, like, spiritual, and she's been helping me align, you know, just me in general. And she does, like, tarot, if that's your thing. Like, her thing is it okay if I say it?
Yeah.
Light as a feather tarot. She does, like, Reiki and all this other cool, amazing stuff. That's your thing, right? So
can I ask you a question? I've never heard of Reiki.
Reiki is, like, she is in, like, her zone. I'm so sorry if I'm butchering this, Tony. But she's, like, in her zone, and then she can, like, physically, like, heal you. So when I did it a few weeks ago, it was my first time. Like, I have never done anything like this, right? And I was like, well, you know, if you've been doing this, I want to support you. You know, uh-huh. You're my friend. Like, I want to support you. I also wanted to be in the right state of mind to support my friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, hey, let's do your Reiki. And it wasn't like that. I was like, hey, can you do my Reiki? So she's like, hey, I was in your head. She's like, do you get lightheaded? I'm like, yeah, all the time. Like, why? She's like, when I was in your head, I was really lightheaded. She's like, but I had to go through your head to get to your heart. She's like, you need a lot of healing in your heart. I'm like, I do.
Okay.
And then she's like, you know, she's like, something going on in your ankle. And then she, you know, got really personal. She actually told me to buy some green moss agate stone. So I ended up buying a bangle. She said that it would help with my heart chakra. But reading on it, it helps with, like, people who are in business to bring in money and luck and different things like that.
I need to go get one of those.
I also have, like, my little worry stone that I just rub on, but it's amethyst.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm into, like, all the good stuff in the world. Like, all the good stuff
we friends now, because we got to get together. We friends
whether
now.
Whether it's, like, God or, like, you know, just, like, spirits and whatever it may be, just, like, I want everything good in the world to come into me so I can be all the good of the world in my products and what I do and the people I meet.
Mm-hmm.
Just following on the same page. But I forgot what point I was making with that. So Reiki, she healed me. She does amazing stuff. Oh, so, okay, back to my word of encouragement.
Mm-hmm. I'll catch you.
Living outside of fear, like, taking those leaps and bounds, like, not holding ourselves back, honestly. Because
come on.
Even with me starting this, like, it's said many times, like, I started it last summer, or I wanted to launch it, but it was, like, me just not wanting to do it for whatever reason, or what we talked about a few times, like, being a victim of our own circumstances. It's like, just live outside of that. Like, I posted something the other day, like, what if this actually goes right? What if it does? Like, why do we... You talked on one of the podcasts.
I love how she keep referring to my podcast, y'all. Okay.
One of the podcasts you listen to, it's like, you know, being afraid to do certain things, like thinking of all the negative things that can happen. Mm-hmm. But why don't we just focus on all the good things that can happen?
All of the good things.
If you, like, meatless Monday, if you wouldn't have done it, like, you would always been like, nah, I can't live a day without meat. But you did it. You didn't die. And you might do it again next Monday.
Facts. Gonna do it again next Monday.
Like, what's the worst that can happen if you actually live outside of your fear comfort zone?
Oh my God, did y'all hear that? Think about what is the worst that would happen if you lived outside of the fear comfort zone.
What is the best thing that could happen?
or what is the best thing that could happen? What is the best thing that can happen if you trust yourself and just try it?
That's it.
For so long, I have been like very, I talked about this recently, like being extremely calculated and also in my shell. And because of that, it like made me seem a little cold and standoffish to people. And then people just thought like, oh, she don't really say anything. She don't say much or whatever. So it caused people to not get to know who I was because of that. And I decided that I wasn't going to do that anymore. Like, my friends that know me, they know I run my mouth. I talk shit. I'm fun. Right. I'm extremely helpful. And I'm going to let that shine through. So I was like, I'm gonna start my podcast because I know I got something to say. God didn't put all this wisdom in me for me to just, you know, hold it tight and be like, oh, this is for me. And I'm going to give it to a couple of my folks. I don't give it to nobody else. Nope. I'm going to share it with all y'all.
Yeah.
I'm going to share it with my virgins.
Why not?
So, my sad talk is that I need y'all to get it together. If you're going to level up, really level up. Don't do things just for Facebook. Don't do things just for show. If something is what you want to do, go out and do it. And don't give a damn about who says what. Whatever they say, whatever they think, why give a damn? People are going to talk anyway. My mama's favorite line, they talked about Jesus. That's her favorite line. They talked about Jesus. So what you think they're going to do to you? And they gonna talk. And I get excited when people talk, because now when you're talking about me, that's gonna make somebody wanna go to www.akilamiles.com and look up my website, or go look up 30 something in Virgin and see me. And it's gonna make me so excited. So if you wanna share anything else about your business and like let them know, if you don't mind, like let them know your IG page, where they can find you, all that. And I'm gonna set up over here so that we can get ready to show the drinks, because I'm actually gonna show y'all the drink that I make with the sea moss.
Okay. So you can find me on Instagram. My business page is Amazingly, AmazingLi.
Hold on. I'm sorry. We forgot to talk about your name, how it came that way. So her name is Ashley. I'm so sorry, y'all. So please excuse me for not being rude to my guests, because I forgot to talk about that, and I want to make sure I include it. Her name is Ashley, A-S-L-I.
Yes.
Right? So when I saw, I was like, when I saw it, I was saying a Saley and every other thing else, honey. And she pronounced it for me there. And then when she told me what her name was, I had already looked at her name for her business. And it's Amazingly. And it's spelled A-A-A-M-A-Z-I-N-G-L-I. Right? So when she told me what her name was, I was like, oh, it's a play on your name. And she was like, yeah. And can you explain why it's like
because
that?
Because I'm amazing. I'm Ashley, and I created it, and it's literally what I'm creating for you guys, for myself, for my kids. You talked about generational wealth, like generational wealth, generational health, like just all of it, going back to even the credit for my daughter, like making sure she's starting to build credit at 13, so by the time she's like 20-something and she wants to buy her first house, it's not like, ooh, I've only had credit for 2 years. Like, nah, boo, I've had credit for like 7+ years.
Yep.
That's not something we know. It's not something my mom knew. And any questions that you guys have in regards to like CMOS? Okay, so I like to say like I'm a mom. I, you know, talk about MOS, CMOS, and I do mortgages. So any of those questions, you can find my business page as Amazingly, AmazingLi.created. That's Instagram. And then on there, there's a link to my personal page if you want to, like, delve it. I'm not the most exciting person. But I love, dude, I do love talking about those three things. So any questions you may have, feel free to find me out there. I don't have a Facebook. You can probably find my Snapchat, but I don't have the app right now. It's also Amazing, no G, Amazing, I think _Lee. But anyways, let's get back to the moss.
Do you want to tell them about your friend? You can also shout her out on here too.
Yeah,
if you want to.
So I have tons of friends, and you actually were talking about, you know, shouting out, you know, Working Woman Wednesday. Is it Working
Woman Wednesday?
Okay. I was like, it's a Wonderful Woman Wednesday. Winning Woman Wednesday. All of the above. So I have my friend Tony Two Chains is what I like to call her. She does Reiki, she does tarot, she does all that, she does the readings. Like, if you want to try it out, let her know I sent you. You don't have to. But it's Light as a Feather on IG. I have a friend who sells hair, so I think Elite Goddess on IG. I have friends who do photography. Like, I like although we grew up in A-Leaf, if you're from Houston, you know where A-Leaf is at. It's, you know, thumbs up, never down. I have some amazing people around me, and I love just promoting them. I love promoting all good stuff in the world. Are you wiping it off? You're going to see how smooth that feels. So normally I'd say, like, wipe it off with, like, a warm towel.
Okay.
But, like, just, you're going to notice, like, even that hand and that hand. Do you notice?
Oh, wow.
It's the avocado.
Yeah.
Oh, coconut milk. Oh, my gosh. Coconut milk is in there, too.
So, like, it is really soft. I know I'm, like, olive in the meal, but it's really, really, really soft. And this, now my skin is soft a little, it's soft anyway, but I'm talking about it's baby soft. Like, it's
right there.
Right here.
And you're going to feel it tomorrow, too.
And it's just, like, it's not as soft, but it's not as soft as right here. Like, it feels really good.
Like, you can tell, like, you can, like, go like this and go back to that same spot. And you know.
And you know it. Like, you know the complete difference of it.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I'm glad I got that. I can put it on my face. Okay.
Yes, on your face. Like I said, I kept it on my face for, like, 5 minutes just because I have super sensitive skin. You can see I'm, like, really fair complected, so I can't get red really fast. But it worked.
Okay. Well, Virgis, thank you all so much tonight for coming. If you are on YouTube, you're going to get a special treat because we're going to show you some drinks. But if you're just on the podcast, we thank you. And I just want to say, I hope that tonight, within this hour, we have done something to earn your respect and your time. Okay. Have a good night. And thank you all so much for joining us. We'll see you in episode 14. Or 15. I don't know. We're going to see you soon.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.